And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Going to Disney World, not Disneyland, Disney World for this one, mate.
In Florida?
Orlando, Florida. Yeah. A Disney World visitor has said he was called an a-hole for refusing to let a family go in front of him to watch a fireworks display making their child cry. Right, he's a British man, so I would assume he is the a-hole.
Oh.
But it's Reddit's Am I the A-hole? So you need to be the judge here in the situation.
Okay.
Treated his wife to an expensive trip to the Orlando resort earlier this year, got into an altercation with an angry dad at the Magic Kingdom's fireworks. He proposed to his girlfriend on the trip, said he and his fiancée queued for 2 hours to get a good spot at the display, but were later taken to task by a father who wanted to be at the front with his child. The visiting Brit said he offered to let the child go in front, but not the whole family, because they were much taller than his 4'11" partner.
Okay.
So she's a genuine 4-footer, who had been very excited about the trip. This is the partner.
Hmm.
He revealed that the belligerent dad forced his way to the front row, just elbowing his way through, and then was sent back by security, which made his child cry, and then he blamed it all on the couple who refused to move.
Yeah, so that there is a rude person who happens to be a parent.
Mm.
Because sometimes in life you don't get a front row seat.
Yeah.
You know, and
for sure.
And kids need to know that. And it's all well and good to see a kid behind you that's struggling to see and say, oh, you can step in front.
Yeah.
But if I've lined up for 2 hours, sorry, just because you have a kid doesn't mean, oh, but the kid. Like, no. Sorry, Disneyland is a special place for all.
So what I will say is, you know how I feel about tall people standing at the front.
So what are you going to do? Oh, I'll just keep moving back until everyone in front of me can see.
Yeah.
So tall people have no, they're not allowed at all to be anywhere near the front.
Tall people are always at the front, mate, because they're always taller than everybody else. You understand? So they can always see.
No,
doesn't matter where they are.
So what you're saying, that what you're saying then is that every gig that we go to should be based on height.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then so
wouldn't that be the perfect arrangement?
You'd be at the back, mate.
I am quite tall, but I'm okay with that.
You're 5'10". I'm five five, I think.
I know, so we wouldn't be able to hang out together.
No, we wouldn't. Is that what you want? Is that what you want?
No, do you know what? I think this guy has done the right thing by saying, all right, yeah, the kid can stand in front, but I'm not going to let you and your family walk
exactly.
And stand in front of, and then my wife can't see. We've been here for two. Yeah, no.
2 hours.
So it seems like the a-hole is the dad of the child.
Also, the dad, by making a scene, got kicked out and ruined the child's experience.
Mm, that's what happened. Had nothing to do with the bridge couple, did it?
Well, no, yeah, because, I mean, you know, you just say, sorry, you kneel down to your kid and you just say, you know what, they're fireworks, everyone's got a good view.
Yeah, look up.
It's all good.
Up.
It's all good. And you know what? That's life. We don't always get a front row seat.
Can someone write down that idea about putting all the tall people at the back, though? That'd be, I think that's a really good idea.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
There is an app that has updated recently.
Okay.
Do you have we talked about this when I first brought this to the table the other day. You don't do the auto updates on
I
your
don't. Currently in my app store, I have 85 apps that need uploading.
Oh, but I'm the animal because
no,
I've got 42,000 unread emails.
I know. So the thing is, there's certain rules in my life that don't apply to other areas. I'm an enigma, mate.
Oh, mate, you are.
I know.
Certainly something.
I know. So go to the app store.
Yep.
Good. What app am I looking at?
Well,
let me have a look at which one it is first, because they may have updated it.
They may have updated it.
I might have updated it.
Do you select it? You've got 80 outstanding and you selectively update your apps.
Yes.
Like, I use this one, so I'm going to update it.
I just say update all. But I want to know what's going on, you know. I want to be in control. I don't want to get forced.
With you there. And it's a good way for me to delete the odd app that I don't use
yes,
anymore.
Yes, thank you.
Remember
there
that
you
time
go.
I was bored and I downloaded a game? I don't play that anymore.
Yeah.
All right. Service Victoria app.
I don't even know if I have that anymore. Oh, no, I do.
Mm.
Okay, Service Victoria app.
Did that update 3 days ago for you?
What's new? Maybe. Yeah, might have. Okay, no idea. What am I looking for?
We've switched off COVID-19 app features due to changed pandemic settings in Victoria. Ready for this? This update automatically deletes all you and your dependents' VAC certificates and check-in data.
Right.
So you don't have your VAC certificate on your phone anymore.
So then what's the point? Well, okay, you can get it in your Medicare app, like your MyGov app or whatever. But if someone asked you, if you needed it quickly, you would go. That would be your first one, wouldn't it?
Mm. So look, you didn't even ask me if you wanted me to wipe my certificates.
Yeah. Like, what maybe they're worried about getting hacked, because that seems to be the thing that's happening.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes.
They're like,
yes.
No, we don't. Let's get rid of all this personal information, particularly the check-ins, because that's like location-based gear.
Yeah.
So I get that. Wipe all the check-ins, because that's not been a thing for ages.
Why did you go and look at it for?
No, I just popped up because the update came through and I was Service Victoria app, why is that updating? And then
you went into it like that.
We're going to pretend like you've not vaccinated anymore.
Right. Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore, does it? So that's the whole thing.
But people, what if you want to travel? Is there any other reason to have, I guess what about if you work in like health? If you work in a critical kind of...
I know, but I don't know the rules and stuff. A lot of the rules have changed now. A lot of the rules have changed. What about that other one? Remember that app that they spent millions of dollars on, and it was supposed to like
ping when you've been near someone that had COVID. That was great, wasn't it?
How come no one ever talks about that?
The COVID safe app. They just swept that under the rug, didn't they? To be an app developer, hey?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Fun fact. Should I add a little razzle dazzle to it today?
Yes.
Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates. They aren't really your workmates. They aren't really... Oh, I don't know. Whatever. I did too many star fingers.
Yeah. I thought you were going to like put a backing song or something, like your famous, you know, Boy from Oz soundtrack theme, anything like that. When my baby.
When my baby smiles at me, I got some fun facts.
On a Friday.
Hey.
Press your workmates.
Hey, whoa. Hey, real mates. Stop. Whoa.
Give it to Gary or Karen. Or
mate.
What?
We are like a month and a half away from wrapping up this year.
Yes.
Let's just go, hey, write that down. 2023.
Okay.
We'll punch back into the new year.
Okay.
Check it out, guys. We had this idea.
We had something new. It's new and improved.
It's Fun Fact Friday, but it's like you've never heard it before. Wow. Why would you waste it a month and a half before Christmas?
I'm sorry.
God, this is the time of year to be just rolling into the end of the, you know, everything.
So we should stop now. Okay. Because we've been ramping things. I don't know if any of you have noticed, but we have ramped up so high. We need to calm down. This show is too good. As the boss walks in, walks past the window. Just know.
Yeah. He's listening to Bay. He's in the hallway. It's fine. We're not on out there, so it's okay.
Do we have time for some facts?
That was a good laugh. That was a really good laugh.
That felt
good. Yeah, come on. Let's smash it now. We've started now. In the Philippines, a woman spent 4 years praying to a Buddha figure she'd purchased from a store until one day a friend pointed out that the Buddha figure she'd been praying to was actually Shrek. She'd spent 4 years praying to Shrek. Hilarious. Here's a good one for you. There's a couple of good ones for you in here today.
Oh, nice.
There's a company that will pay you $50 an hour to scroll through TikTok for a total of 12 hours, so $600, across a span of 3 days.
Oh, my God, I'm doing that.
4 hours a day.
I'm giving this away for free. Why?
It doesn't tell me the company.
Oh,
though,
no so follow-up questions.
Got to Google that. Some people, and I think this this happens to me, and I imagine it happens to, actually, no, it doesn't happen to you.
Yeah.
Some people can wake up at the right time just by anticipating it. Their bodies start producing stress hormones 1 hour before waking.
So do this tonight. Go to bed and say, Tom, wake me up at 7:12 and see what happens.
See what happens.
Yeah.
I think it's more like a you get in the habit kind of thing.
Okay.
That's why I don't.
No, I think it's speaking to yourself.
Quite often.
Subconscious.
Quite often I'll wake up 5 minutes before my alarm goes off.
Yeah.
That's a thing, isn't
it? Yeah, I do that.
Do you?
Yeah. And like the 10 minutes before that and the 20 minutes before that and the 2 hours before that.
Yeah, and then you hit snooze and snooze. even though there's someone else trying to sleep in the room that doesn't have to wake up as early as you do, but well, you still hit snooze.
Do you know? That's...
it's very rude.
That's okay.
There's a cafe located in France which charges €7 a coffee to rude customers and $1.40 to people who talk politely to staff.
Very cool.
€1.40, is that what you say? What about this one? Climacophilia. Climacophilia is where someone gets excited by falling downstairs. Guess it depends what you land on, doesn't it?
Is it watching other people fall
no,
downstairs?
No, I think it's them
it's
falling,
them
down.
Falling
yeah.
downstairs. Push me. Oh. Push me.
Oh, gosh. Jeez, I'm just no good at this falling downstairs thing.
Oh, I can't walk up them. I always fall down.
How's this one for the gold diggers out there? There's a diamond floating in our galaxy that is bigger than Earth.
Okay, well then how do you... I mean, it's hard enough to sell things on the dark web, you know? Like, if it's bigger than Earth, what do you do with that? That's useless information.
And let's wrap it up with, this is another one for you today.
Okay.
When a person becomes more likable because they are clumsy or make mistakes, it's called the pratfall effect or the loggy effect. It's called doing a loggy.
Oh, okay.
And that is Fun Pack Friday for this week. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's Fun Fact Friday.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.